We flew across the purple skies as the sun sank behind the field below. I veered south, my queen at my side, my captain and squire close behind. The winter wind whipped the tips of our tail feathers. "King Sparrow, when might we rest?" called Captain Sparrow. "Look at our host, see how they whisper to each other. If we don't rest soon, we'll have a mutiny on our hands before we get as far as the great mountain." I looked back. My loyal subjects, my host, flew behind me, chests puffed out and beaks turned up. Their eyes betrayed their weary resentment. I nodded to Captain Sparrow. "Agreed. Fly ahead and find us a safe place to sleep. Give a whistle and we'll join you at once." Captain Sparrow chuckled, which was concerning. In the years he'd been my second in command, I'd never once heard him laugh. Captain Sparrow was a solemn bird. He spent his time watching over us and only spoke when he had something important to say. It's what made him a good captain, and it's why his laugh struck me as odd. As if she could read my mind, my queen chimed in. "Captain Sparrow, who knew you felt happiness? Are you broken? Who taught you how to laugh?" She glanced at me to see if I found her clever. I did. Captain Sparrow banked his wings, drifting too close to Queen Sparrow. "Were you to address me more often, my queen, I might never feel sad again." Queen Sparrow dipped in the air, shocked by the captain's forward nature. I was concerned, but long journeys make birds do outrageous things. A rude comment was tame. I've seen a sparrow rip out his brother's throat over a decayed worm cooked in the desert sun. "Go now, captain," Queen Sparrow said, "before my king forgets his manners." "Of course, your highness. No offense intended, my king," Captain Sparrow said, bowing his head before diving down to the field. "I will not miss him," Queen Sparrow said as she glided up next to me. I brushed my wing against hers and felt the jolt in my chest I felt every time we touched. "Captain Sparrow is tired. Once we arrive at our winter home, he'll be better."
"What if he isn't?" she asked.
"Then we'll execute him and replace him before flying home. I already have a bird in mind who couldn't bother you if he tried." I glanced back and realized the bird I was praising wasn't where he was supposed to be. "Squire," I shouted, "do your duty." Squire Sparrow came up beside us. When the captain ran off on a mission, Squire Sparrow stayed close by, ready to fetch him at the first sign of danger. "Don't misunderstand. I'm a capable fighter, more than able to fend off an eagle by myself. The captain happened to be a better one,